listener production.
Rolling now for the intro.
Jeez, that is an interesting way to start the Adam and Simon show, but...
No, it could have been like good intro music. You ready? So I'll just do it, and then you just come in and I'll just...
You just lay down as a bed.
You ready?
Welcome to the Adam and Simon show. It feels like we're on a game show, or it feels like we're on a quiz show or an interview show.
Nah, it's like imagine like we're like walking out of like the smoke, like out of the dark and like a smoky thing. Like,
Hello. Welcome to the Adam and Simon
Perfect.
Show.
Perfect. You've nailed that. You've nailed that one. That was
Thank
great.
You very much. The
You've
Adam and Simon show is here for Tuesday, the 23rd of May. It's 23rd of May. It's the last time we're going to have one of these for a while, Simon.
We won't have one of these for a while. Absolutely not.
Today's show, we have the quiz quest, where we're trying to get a perfect score on the age quiz. We also have Topic Thunder, where I'm absolutely dominating.
You're not dominating. It's 3-1-1. It's still close.
Could be game over. We're playing the movie poster game.
It's back. Love this game. It's,
yeah. You're here. Let's get into it. You know what's going to happen. Let's play the music. Let's go. Time to play the movie poster game, Simon.
I love the movie poster game. This is very fun.
It's your idea.
Yeah. This is the one where Bron gives us a movie title, the star of the movie, and we will describe to you what the movie poster should look like. Not what it does look like, but what it should look like. And, I mean, we haven't seen the actual movie poster, and then Bron will send that through, and then we'll kind of go from there. And so far, we've been 10 out of 10 wrong, but that's okay.
We also have the tag. We also give you the tagline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have to have the tagline. It's not a movie poster without the tagline.
All right, Bron, what is the title of the movie today?
The title of the movie today is Club Dread.
Oh, God. This is definitely like a horror movie or something.
Club Dread. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Club Dread.
It's definitely not like a rom-com, is it?
No, it's definitely not a rom-com.
It sounds like it's... but maybe it's like a thing from, you know, Judge Dredd?
Nah. Don't think so. Club Dredd. Oh, it's like a sequel where he becomes a DJ. Yeah. Judge Dredd becomes a DJ. You reckon? Judge Dredd. That was a video game?
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm thinking Duke Nukem.
Yeah, you are thinking of Duke Nukem. I was thinking Wolfenstein 3D.
Doom.
Doom's a good one, too.
All right, Bron, who is in Club Dredd? Maybe it is a rom-com.
Starring Jay... Oh, God, his last name's long.
Oh, no.
Jay LaGuire.
Chen
Water Rats.
Drezica?
Who?
Drezica.
Chandrezekha.
Wait, start again.
Chandrezekha.
Oh, Chandrezekha.
Yeah.
J. Chandrezekha.
J. Chandrezekha.
Is he a comedy actor?
Is he?
Is he a comedy actor?
Or is this going to be like one of the, is this going to be like one of the, like the Bollywood movies that goes big time?
Oh.
You know the one, you would have seen the clip of the Bollywood movie, how the guy he rides a motorbike and then he saves another guy. He throws in the rope and they jump both off the bridge at opposite sides and they swing through and then they save the, you haven't seen that one?
Not seen
that.
Oh,
all right. What we'll do later in the show, I'm going to show Adam the scene that I'm talking about and we're going to live react to the wildest movie scene of all time.
All right.
All right, that's coming up later in the show. Let's not forget to do that.
All right, okay. So you Club start Dread. Us off. Club Dread.
Okay, Club Dread, vampire film.
Oh, yeah.
Vampire film. Like, it's like a lot of like a Blade type situation where like the opening scene is you're like walking through a dark nightclub with like heavy, heavy techno.
So we're in a club.
Yeah.
Who's on the decks?
Well.
The judge himself.
The judge himself. So you walk in and it's just like bulk strobe and it's like... and like overwhelming music. And then out of the sprinkler systems...
Blood. Of course.
Blood. So Club Dread is a picture of Jay Chandrasekhar standing there under like the logo that says like Club Dread. And Club Dread is almost like, it's almost like rips in the page sort of situation, like done with like talons.
Yeah.
And that's dripping. But Chandrasekhar's in like in the rain, but the rain is red. So it's like...
Oh, right. He's in Blood Rain.
Yeah, he's in Blood Rain. And it's called Club Dread.
Yeah.
And then the tagline is... you dread until you're dead. That's it. What do you reckon?
Dread till you're dead.
Dread until you're dead.
Yeah.
Dread till you're dead. That's better.
Dread till you're dead.
Dread till you're
not
dead.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. So.
Oh, damn it. Just the thing should have been.
You can change it.
The tagline should have been seeing dread.
Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Seeing dread. Okay. That's I'm going to go with seeing dread. Change your saker. Seeing right. dread.
Club dread for me.
This game is so dumb. I love it.
Club dread for me is Jay Chandrasekhar, obviously.
Yeah.
He is in. They've just got to clarify as well, Bron. There's no one out. There's no.
There's heaps more actors. He was just the first
co-star.
One.
You give us
who's
co-star.
The biggest star?
Yeah.
There's Kevin Heffernan, Steve LeMay.
Nah.
Paul
nah. Too many people.
Sodder.
That's too many people. Right. I don't know any of those people.
So I'm picturing Jay Chandrasekhar.
Obviously.
Standing there. The movie poster is from like chest up.
Yes.
And he's wearing a suit.
Good.
But. On his face is half melted off.
Yes.
So you can see the skull.
That's scary.
And so you can see half skull,
yep.
half face.
Interesting.
Yep.
And that's then, very scary.
And then he's standing there. So he's in a suit, yeah, like a black tie. Looks like he's going to a funeral.
Yep.
Half his face is melted off and he's just standing there looking. And then the tagline says, better to be dead than dread.
Brilliant. That's brilliant, Adam.
Yeah.
That's so. Is Chandrasekhar the lead actor in this movie or is this just like a guy in the movie?
He directed the movie and he's also like one of the ensemble cast.
Oh, if you go to the actual movie poster,
mm-hmm.
who's the person whose name is on the title? Nobody's.
Oh, do you know who Jay Chandrasekhar is?
He's part of Broken Lizards.
Yeah, Sam, do you know who he is? This will be a reference that you'll get.
Mm.
He is the cop. From Super Troopers.
Good. Yeah, okay, right. Okay.
I'm thinking Club Dread might not be what we're going for.
Okay, all right. Club Dread may be a comedy. All right, Bron, do you have the movie title, the movie poster there?
Yeah.
Do you want to send it through to us? I think we're close. Did anyone get close, Bron?
2004 film. And so we go, it's the movie poster from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
2000, it is a comedy.
Oh, good. Okay, good. 2004 film. Oh, that's thrown me.
Yeah, that's bad. That's a long time ago.
That's like Y2K. They were all probably wearing Osiris's in that movie.
I've got it.
You got it there? Oh, no.
It is a picture of 8 people floating in a pool on their backs, or 7 people floating in a pool on their backs, but one person clearly dead on their front.
Full ensemble cast.
Yeah.
Oh, we got this so wrong.
And it is from the people that made Super Troopers, which makes sense.
Okay, good.
Wow, this is so wrong.
So it says on there, Club Dread in red with a knife. So like there's that part of it.
Yeah.
But it says Club Dread, a vacation
to die for.
Yeah, a vacation to die for. That's right in the middle. And then there's literally... Oh, do you know what there is? It's so funny because this is an early 2000s movie. There is there's the 7 people. Obviously, there's a girl who's in a bikini.
Obviously.
Because that's what it was. Is Stifler in this? No.
This have you like seen Club Dread, Bron?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about these people go to an island getaway thing and then people start dying along the way and then they have to find out who's the killer.
Brilliant. So it's like murder mystery.
In Wikipedia, it says the film received mixed to negative reviews.
Mixed to negative. Yeah, that's good. You're like, how was it? You're like, well, it wasn't that good, but I mean, it wasn't the worst thing I've seen.
Yeah. It cost $8.6 million to make, and at box office, $7.6.
Oh, that's a loss. I probably made it up in DVD sales later.
That's true. 2004 DVD Heartland too.
Big time. That's big time Y2K vibes.
There you go.
We've not done well on that.
No,
one.
We've struggled. Yeah. Club Dread, you should have picked that it was going to be a comedy.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, because it's supposed to be like Club Med.
Oh.
It's like a Mediterranean holiday.
Mm.
Duh. Fred.
Way off.
Topics. We're going to whip around. We're going to name items in a topic.
Oh, really?
It's an intro that tells the rules.
Yeah, I like it.
Did you just hear what Bron just said?
I did. She just said, go, Bron, say it again.
I said, I get scared of this game now.
You used to be so relaxed.
So smug you used to be, Bron.
Yes.
Do you remember those days?
It was a mere weeks ago. Yes, I do remember. Very, very different vibes.
What I'm picturing in my head is that people who listen to this show probably have favourites who they go for in each.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah. There'd be like people who would be like on Team Bron or Team Simon.
I'm sorry, Team Bron.
Only the...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Team Simon.
Mate, the overdogs are all about Team Adam. Like, it'd be a real personality thing to be like, oh, who do you go for in Topic Thunder?
I want people to inbox us who they're going for.
Yeah.
If they're going for anyone at all.
Is it the underdog? Or, mate, go for the overdog. Woof.
Yuck. Woof. You're a yucko.
Oh,
that's
mate,
so
I can do what
gross.
I want. I'm 3-1-1 up.
3-1-1.
It's 3-1-1. We're about to go full American information line.
What's that?
411.
411?
Just give me the 411. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, it used to be a skateboarding video brand.
That's what they say in like American, people say, give me, what's the 411 in old movies and stuff?
Oh.
It's because if you ring 411, it's like an information helpline.
Information? Yeah. How can I help you? Yeah. Oh, I just want to be patched through to Yellow Pages, thanks. Mm. All right, well, it's my turn to choose the home topic, home court advantage.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go to Bron, then we're going to go to Adam.
Yeah.
My topic this week.
My mind is so clear, which is also good, but also very bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. My topic this week, I don't think we've done this topic before, brands of sunglasses.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Brands of sunglasses.
Oh, no.
Who's nervous now?
Me.
Bron, are you going to do that sneaky thing where you just start, Bron? Many. Always. It's like horrible stuff.
Oh, I thought you start.
No,
you
turn.
Start.
He
yeah,
picks
yeah,
me.
Yeah. You don't have to start right now. You can
pad a little bit just to let us think, but you can also say a thing and then it's like right. Game time.
Lespex.
Oakley.
Ray-Ban.
Roxy.
Arnett.
Gucci.
Billabong.
Quiksilver.
Persol.
Prada.
Ralph Lauren.
Arnett.
Dolce &
Arnett's been said. Oh, I said Arnett.
No!
Yeah!
Damn it!
Yes!
Oh, Simon.
Yes.
As soon as I was saying Arnett, I was like, I've heard this before.
Yes, yes, you had heard it because I had said it.
Come on, Simon.
I had absolutely said Arnett.
I'd like to say that I'm better than that, but I am not.
No. You
I'm
are
not
very, very clearly not better than that. Right. And my friend, you'll be staying on one.
Bron. Yeah.
You will be staying on one.
Really need you for this.
God, I need...
Really need you. Can I give you a tip? Not
no.
that I'm any good at all. Mm-hmm. Bank like four right now before you start. Because
no,
you get
no.
to start.
Hurry up.
So you just get to just take your time and only when you're ready do you go and then you've got four. Because remember
go.
What happened last week? You threw
Hurry
out
up.
Condoms.
That's true.
But yes. you didn't have a follow-up.
Yeah.
That's true.
So now you get to bank a couple. I'll hand it over to you, Bron, whenever you're ready.
Go
and
for
also
it.
Don't look at him.
All right. Dolce & Gabbana.
Oscar Wilde.
Chanel.
Oh, you started bugger.
Yes. Chantel, my friend.
Oh, no. Bron.
Is someone looking for information?
What are we
Is
doing?
Is someone looking for information? 411, baby. 411. I am so good at this game.
Are you so good or are we just really bad?
Yeah, for the supporters out there, you're welcome. This is. Far do you know who out. I am at the moment? For any F1 fans out there, I'm Max Verstappen.
Yeah, everyone hates Max Verstappen.
Yeah, but he's winning.
Yeah. Far out.
Do you know who loves him?
Red Bull people.
Red Bull people.
And the Dutch.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I knew that again.
But
get, yeah?
Red Bull people, mate, my fans are Red Bull people. They just love winning. We just
Far
love winning.
Out.
We're like Manchester City. Look at us go.
You are Manchester City.
4-1-1. Oh, mate, this is good. Oh,
what's the winning What's the winning number? 6.
Well, I mean, at the moment, if I get to 5, it's over. Because it's 5-1-1, and then it can only get to 5-4-1. So if I win, next one I win, it's over. Oh, my goodness.
Right, Bron, we really got a lift, yeah. Really
As Shannon Knoll says, you got a lift.
Yeah. He also said, let's drive. And he also said, what about me? The three famous things that he said. And all of those apply in these things.
Very much so.
Damn it.
Okay, quiz me.
What?
Quiz. Quest.
What quiz?
It's a quest.
And one small step for man.
Oh, how fabulous.
Quiz me up.
It's time for the quiz quest.
I'm so pumped for this. We did so badly last time. Yeah. When we get 18?
We tend to go where it's in fits and spurts. We're trying to get a perfect score in the age super quiz, which is 30 points. There's 5 beginner questions, 1 point, 5 intermediate, 2 points, and 5 advanced, 3 points. We're allowed to ring some people to help.
Top score we've ever had is 23.
Yeah. All right.
Far out.
Let's
we
go.
Got so good.
Question number one.
Here we go. Do you want me to ask them? Because we did really well when I asked them.
No, we didn't. We did really well when I asked them.
Oh, okay.
Question one.
It's all about you.
And it is very much so. An inexperienced person can be described as wet behind the what?
Ears.
Yeah. Question two. Fairy bread is made with white bread, butter, and what?
Hundreds and thousands.
Simon used to have them for school lunches when he was in high school in year 12. Bron?
Yep. That's why I'm so smart.
You're joking.
No. No. I just liked them.
Year 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18, he was an 17-year-old man.
17-year-old genius.
Eating fairy bread sandwiches. For,
I actually started year 12 when I was 16 years old, guys.
You would have had some mad sugar crashes. All right, question three.
Genius.
True or false, sound travels faster in air than water? I would say true.
I would say true. Surely it's like a less dense matter.
Yeah, I'd say true.
Has to be true.
Question four. The British detective drama Foyle's War is set during which war?
Oh, I don't know.
We can come back to it. All right, question five.
Okay.
Add a letter to duet to find a soft quilt. V. Duvet.
Duvet. Yeah. Yes, V. Well done.
All right, intermediate. Question six. What is the name of the title character in the French play The Barber of Seville?
Oof.
My first thought was like Jack the Ripper.
Do you reckon Gab Russo will know that? She knows the French plays.
Maybe.
Oh, she's going to be at work. Yeah, she's not going to answer.
What about Gab's dad?
Hello.
Hey, are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I've got a quiz question. Is that okay?
Yeah, go.
Oh, okay.
What is the name of the title character in the French play The Barber of Seville?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, is it not that?
It's a play.
Barber of Seville.
Is there anyone around you that you could talk really loudly and ask them?
Main character in The Barber of Seville? The Barber of Seville? Do you know the main character? The Barber of Seville? No. Got heads shaking. Soz, guys.
Oh, no.
Welcome
to the quiz, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'll knock on the cello teacher's door. Wait. Do you know the title character in The Barber of Seville? The main person? Figaro.
Right.
We've got Figaro.
Figaro.
Wait.
This is great.
The saxophone teacher knows. She's turning in her brain.
This is a real wild ride for anyone listening. Gab's currently running around her school asking people.
She's thinking.
Oh, right.
Figaro. Yeah, she literally said Figaro.
Okay. Good. We're going with Figaro. Okay, well, because you answered that, you get the next question as well. You ready? Is Jermaine closest in meaning to apt, calm, or charming? If you were described as Jermaine.
Oh, say it again, apt.
Is Jermaine closest in meaning to apt, calm, or charming?
Charming.
Charming.
Are you guessing?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, great. Okay. All right. Well,
thank you for playing.
We're going. Bye.
New rule. We go through all of the questions first. We bang out all 15, and the ones we don't know, that's when we start calling people, and if they get them right, they keep playing on a heater.
Ah.
Like that?
No, because then they could just know. They could just know the next one straight away.
Okay. You like the role.
Yeah, I like how we're doing it now.
All right. Question eight.
Wait, what are we going with
is
the seven?
Jermaine.
Charming?
Is Jermaine closest in meaning to apt, calm, or charming?
It's not going to be apt. Apt is short. It's a contraction of appropriate, right?
Jermaine. He's a pretty Jermaine bloke. Gee, Simon's very Jermaine.
I think charming.
All right. Cool. Question eight. We got 33% chance. That should also, yeah. All right. Which band played for the first time in 36 years at the recent Eurovision opening concert? It's got to be ABBA, doesn't it? Doesn't the answer have to be ABBA?
Name another Eurovision band.
Yeah.
You can't.
For the first time in 36 years, they all hated each other. It's got to be ABBA, doesn't it?
ABBA. I'm happy to put ABBA.
Question nine. The expression, an iron hand fist in a velvet glove, is often attributed to which military commander?
An iron fist.
He's got an iron fist in a velvet glove.
Oh, Churchill?
Nah, military commander. That'd be like Napoleon or something.
Oh, someone who's like very strong, but does it very subtly.
Yeah. All right, should we try...
Teddy Roosevelt.
Let's go, Dane.
Good afternoon, Quizmasters.
All right. The expression "an ironed hand or fist in a velvet glove" is often attributed to which military commander? An iron hand in a velvet glove or an iron fist in a velvet glove?
It would be a general, something like that, I'd say.
Yeah, but it's not a specific person, you don't think?
No, it would be a role, I would have thought.
We were thinking like Napoleon or something.
No, I think that's a generic term that they use. It's like hitting somebody with a sledgehammer, but you're doing it softly so it doesn't hurt too much.
All right, you're going to go with general?
Yes, let's go with general.
All right. Question 10. Name a brand of vacuum cleaner that rhymes with a type of window shutter.
Hoover, as in louver.
What's
a louver?
A louver
is a window shutter.
Yep, that's a very good get by you.
All right, he's still rolling.
That's very good.
Question 11, the Australian Alps extend through which three states or territories?
That's easy.
Sorry, the Australian what?
The Australian Alps.
Alps?
Yeah.
Extend through...
which three states or territories? It'd have to be Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT, wouldn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Question 12, geohydrology is the study of what?
Geohydrology, that would be rocks and water.
Yeah, I agree.
So streams or rivers in rocks or under rocks.
Yeah, all right. Yes? I'm with that.
Question 13, the song To Be Young, Gifted and Black was co-written by which American singer and pianist? To Be Young, Gifted and Black.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that sounds like a guess.
That was a guess.
You're out. Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you,
sir. Bye.
Do you think think about who are the black pianists? Stevie Wonder, Alicia Keys.
Ray Charles. Or Alicia Keys is a good one.
You reckon?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go Alicia Keys?
Question 14. Fossils of the bipedal primate Australopithecus, the southern ape, have been found on which continent? Australopithecus.
Australia.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to go with that. Question 15. In the 2018 film Hereditary, Toni Collette plays an artist specializing in what? I've actually seen this film and I cannot remember.
Oh, no. I haven't seen it.
Hereditary, it is like a super scary, like a
thriller?
No.
I've seen the trailer for it. Is it like something to do with a dollhouse or something?
It's like something to. So it's the film all about what's that? It's like paranormal shit.
Yep. So they're a ghost. What, a ghost painter?
No, but she's an artist specializing in what? Oils. Is it like sculpture or
miniatures? Maybe if you were saying it was dollhouse.
From the vibe of the trailer, I believe like dollhouse felt like the vibe. Miniatures. Yeah.
Okay, miniatures. All right. Is that what we're done? Yeah.
All right. Okay, do we want...
Or Foyle's War, we don't have Foyle's War. Set in which war?
It's
not the Korean War because that's MASH.
Yep. Two.
You reckon it's two? I reckon it might be like the Boer War or something.
Okay,
like,
Boer.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right,
Boer.
Send them through, Bron. I'm not that confident. I reckon we're going to get about 19.
I reckon we'll get 20.
All right, you read the questions out. I'll read the answers.
Here we go.
Yep.
Question one, inexperienced person.
Wet behind the ears.
One. Fairy bread.
Hundreds and thousands.
True or false? Sound travels faster.
It says false.
So, sound travels faster in air than water. We said true.
Oh, it travels faster in water.
Sound travels faster in water?
In water?
That doesn't sound right to me. Are you Googling it?
Yeah.
That's very funny.
In air or water? While sound moves at a much faster speed in water than in air. The distance that sound waves travel is dependent on ocean temperature and pressure.
That's bullshit.
Right,
okay.
So we're already out.
Four, detective TV drama Foyle's War.
World War II.
Good. That's what I said.
I know.
Okay. So it wasn't the Boer War. Nope. Okay, great.
We're on two from four.
Add a letter to duet.
Duvet.
Nice. Three. Not great. What is the name of the title character? French play?
Figaro.
Let's go. Well done. Everybody at Our Lady of Mercy College. Is Jermaine closest to?
Apt.
That's dumb.
Mm.
I don't like that.
Yep.
Which band played for the first time?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
What? Okay. The expression an iron fist in a velvet glove is often attributed to which military commander?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
I think we said that at one point and that's then didn't choose
said.
That.
Yep. I said, I reckon it's going to be someone like Napoleon.
Okay. Cool. All right. Cool.
Oh boy.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Name a brand of vacuum cleaner that rhymes with a type of window shutter.
Hoover.
Hoover. Let's go. 7
points there.
All right, guys, we really have to scramble to get double figures here.
Yeah.
The Australian Alps.
Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT.
Great. 10. Double figures. That's good. Geohydrology.
Subterranean water.
Yep, that counts.
Yep.
The song To Be Young, Gifted and Black.
Nina Simone.
Oh, really? The actor?
No, the pianist.
Okay, interesting. Oh, that's Nina Long.
Yeah.
Damn, I got my Ninas mixed up. Fossils of the bipedal primate.
Australopithecus?
Yep.
Africa.
That's annoying. It says Australia literally in the title.
Mm-hmm.
That's really annoying. They've really done us a dirty there. 2018 film Hereditary. Toni Collette.
An specialist. Specializing in miniatures.
Actually. Let's go. Do you know what, guys?
That was 3 points. 16.
Oh, no, I added 3.
Oh, right.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
15.
Oh, did I? Or did I get that wrong again? No, I did. I did add 3. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we got 15, which
is bad.
You know, we only got 2 of the 1-pointers, though.
Yeah, then we're only on 17.
Yeah, look, that wasn't
That was a rough trot. We are really, like, scraping here.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
For the showies who are sticking around, lucky that's not the end, because that'd be a really disappointing end.
Yeah,
but
we got bonus segment.
Bonus segment.
I'm going to show Adam the funniest scene in movie history, and he's going to react to it. We have got Adam J. Denson reacting to one of the greatest scenes in movie history.
Hmm.
I believe the movie's called Triple R or RRR.
Came out before Triple X.
Yeah, I think so. Must have.
About
10 letters before. Yeah. It's a Bollywood movie. It is the wildest scene. It's so good, this scene. And I just want you to describe to me what's happening, and I want you to paint me a picture, and I want you to just live react to just how... Just, it's so good. Have you seen this scene, Bron? It's amazing. It's amazing.
I need to audio describe this.
All right, I haven't seen it.
Here we go. All right.
Here you go, Bron. I'll be audio describing it effectively to you, and you can tell me in appropriate, like you are the listener right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready?
Crank the volume.
All right, we're up. All right, so there's a man on a horse pointing at another guy, and he just like pulled his fingers together as if like, let's do it. And the other guy was like, yeah, let's do it. Knows what they're talking about. The other guy's on a motorbike. One guy's on a horse. There's a kid on a rock. There's with a burning lava stone above him. Now the guy on the motorbike and the guy on the horse are racing at each other. And it says, Vande Mataram. And what are they doing? They're going at each other. Now they're jumping off the bike. He supermanned off the bridge with the flag in hand. They're going on the other sides of the bridge. They're swinging. They're obviously going to swing back towards each other. The guy's got, he's got the...
Do you want to pause it so you can just catch up with your description?
So, Bron,
mm-hmm.
There's a guy on a horse and a guy on a motorbike. They looked at each other and he interlocked his 2 index fingers to at each other.
They're at opposite ends of a bridge.
Yep.
Very important
And
component.
Then they nodded as if like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And then so they started to race at each other.
Yeah.
And at the last minute, they both go the opposite direction. And
Peel
so they
off.
Go off the sides of the bridge, but the opposite sides of the bridge.
You're missing a component, though. They've got a rope tied around their waist.
Oh, they have a rope tied around their waist, and one of them's carrying a flag.
Giant Indian flag.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they go off the bridge on the opposite sides.
Mm-hmm.
So they go off the sides of the bridge, and then the
so
ropes...
So they're going directly to each other, and then they... One takes a sharp left, and one takes a sharp right, and they jump off the edge of the bridge.
So imagine the rope like tenses, and it's going to fall over the bridge itself. So then they're going to come back towards each other
and swing together under the bridge.
That.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So they're not enemies.
No,
it looks like they're mates.
Okay.
They were like, "Hey, I thought they were going to," because there's so much fire and shit everywhere too. And there's a kid standing on a rock, and he's like about to be engulfed by flames
because the bridge is on fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. There's a flaming bridge. A guy on a horse.
You're very bad at describing this.
Yeah, I know. But in my head, it's absolutely bang on. Guy on a horse. Flaming bridge. Guy on a horse. Guy on a motorbike. They look like they know each other. Rope tied around their waist.
Mm-hmm.
They fly at each other. And then
they don't fly at each other. Use the appropriate... they move towards each other. Move one on the horse, one on the thing.
Why? Because they can't fly. One's
because later on they're actually going to fly.
Just shut up. Let me do it. And then they go off the sides of the bridge. They take a turn. They go off opposite sides. And the rope is obviously going to tense. They're going to go towards each other. The guy with the flag, who was the guy on the motorbike, is then, and that's where a bit I'm up to.
Okay.
Flaming bridge. Oh, it's all slow motion. Kid jumping. Bang. Oh, just saves him with some terrible CGI in the background.
What does that mean? How did he save him? What
did
he do?
Yeah, I'm just going to describe that after. Well, I'm live reacting first, and then I'm going to describe it after.
We've changed this. Yeah, okay. Right. Absolutely. We've changed the segment now.
Yeah.
We've changed the segment. Okay, cool.
Holy. Yeah. Throws the flag in the air, then he catches the flag. Very good. All right, what's going to happen now? Oh, get out of here. Whoa. What's going to happen now? Oh! Whoa! Did not expect that to happen. That seems very unrealistic. Well, no, this seems ridiculous. Oh! Oh, that's when they're doing the thing. Ha! I don't know how you're going to save yourself here, boys. Raju Akhtar. God is infinitely great. All right. So, Bron. I don't know. Where is that coming from? All right. All right, Bron.
Yeah.
So, they're at this point, they're flying off the bridge. Mm-hmm. They've got the rope tied to it. They're going towards each other. And then one of them goes in, puts his hand down. The kid is jumping on the rock, being like, save me, save me, save me. I'm going to be engulfed by flames. So, he goes through because they're now swinging to opposite sides. He picks him up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he throws him onto a safe bit of sandbar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so kid's safe.
Throws him to safety.
Throws him to safety, but marginally saves him before the flames go absolutely everywhere.
Okay.
Like this whole thing, everything's on fire. These guys, meanwhile, swinging in the where he's on the ropes at each other. One of them throws the flag to the other. You know how I thought the flag wasn't important? Turns out the flag, very important. He throws the flag to the other bloke because he's about to be engulfed by flames. He wraps himself in the flag.
Oh, huge.
Goes through the flames.
Flag's been dipped underwater. Did you just not see that part?
Yeah, but unimportant.
Well, it is important if you're going to wear something through flames, I would have thought.
Unimportant. He's wrapped in the wet flag because the flag's gone through the water.
So it is important. Okay,
hey,
yeah, right.
I was getting to that bit.
Oh, no, you were not.
He goes through the flames.
No, you were not.
And then the other guy's going in there being like, oh, shit, is my friend or is the person that I've just saved this child with alive or dead? Then he comes out of the flames unharmed because, importantly, the flag was wet.
Mm, interesting.
Very importantly, the flag was wet. And then they grab each other's forearms like they're a couple of bra boys.
Mm.
Yeah, good.
Bang. They save each other. They look at each other and they both, looks like they shout each other's names. I don't know how they then save themselves because the clip ends.
There you go.
What do you reckon, Bron?
Would you watch that movie scene?
Yes, I would.
It's only a minute 40 is worth watching.
Yeah. Triple R, if you Google Triple R
bridge scene.
Bridge scene. And then it comes up as a little Facebook video.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, check that out.
Mm. And that's it for the Adam and Simon show.
And that's why, everybody, that was a bonus segment and not an actual segment in the show. Because it changed tact a couple of times, and that's okay.
You're welcome.
Keep just playing fast and loose with the live reacts. That was nice.
You're
that
welcome.
Was good. Good job,
all right,
mate.
Showies, thank you. See you later.